Trevor C. Miles is the name. A lot of flack about the middle name, but that's an interesting thing about me. My middle name actually is just C. It doesn't stand for anything. That's something unique about me. I am 23. 5590 is the birth date. My childhood was actually a lot of fun. I grew up here in Clairton. So K through 12, I went to school here. So I saw the city have a lot and then lose a lot. But I had a good childhood. And even though we didn't have a lot around here, we made the best of it. I used to rollerblade a lot, biked everywhere. I used to skateboard a little bit too. I will say that a lot of the people that I associate with in Pittsburgh, they say, you live in Clairton, isn't it dangerous there? You shouldn't walk outside, right? A lot of my friends are scared to drive through because they think their car is going to be jacked. That worries me that people have that perspective because Clairton is not that bad. I mean, there's areas that it's really, really rough. Clairton is not as bad, but that's why, again, what I said before, it's the young people that give it that image. It's the young people that leave Clairton, go into other areas of Pittsburgh and say, well, I'm from Cutthroat City. Well, then that's where the reputation comes from. So we need to change that with the young people. Crime is not that bad here. It's nice. It's a nice little place. It's just young people are bored, have nothing to do. Gangs are fun for them right now, and that's upsetting. I remember when I was in elementary, we had like a bakery store. I used to go get glazed donuts all the time. And we had like a movie theater back in the day. And we had a nice grocery store called Maricini's back in the day. And you could just buy whatever. You didn't have to go far. Now you have to travel to get to gas stations. And now you have to travel to go to the movies and stuff like that. So it is sad. I'd like to see it come back. But in order for it to come back, we need the young people in the town to do something here. You can't graduate and leave and then put your expertise somewhere else. That's how the city's going to thrive. We have to build up what we have here. We have a really close community. Everyone knows everybody. So the camaraderie is there. But if everybody just leaves, we're left with the same old mindsets and there's no fresh perspectives on what can be. So we need that visionary here. How do I feel when I dance? Tired. I'm getting older, so I need to work on my stamina. I started working out actually a lot, like every day I work out now. But I love to dance. I love to perform, love to be in front of people. Been dancing for about 7-8 years now and teaching here at this site, Clairton City School, for 2 years. So I love to dance. It gives me my energy, my passion in life. I started dancing here as a senior, actually. We had a dance team back in 2007 called Insignia. I was one of the first members of that. I did not like dance back then. I was like, what is this? They had me doing West African styles and like contemporary, and I was like, this is dumb. But it caught on, and I started to love it. So 2007 is when I started, so about 7-8 years. I've always loved like entertainers who had really good choreography. I didn't care so much about them singing. Any entertainer out today that has a really good dance troupe behind them, I applaud that. So I get inspired by that. The choreographers run the show. I actually really impress upon my students, not even just here in Clairton, but also I have about 120 plus students I teach out in Pittsburgh to do different styles. So I don't have a favorite style. I want to learn it all and I want them to be able to execute it all. My favorite memory, getting to perform in Pittsburgh for the first time. I never thought I'd be able to perform at a stage like that. It happened. It was amazing. The audience was so receptive. I wasn't sure they'd be able to, you know, be like, oh, who's this little kid from Clairton? But they loved it. And they invited me back a couple times. So that's my greatest memory, getting to perform out in the city. Absolutely. One of my goals was actually always to be a performer. I was in high school, and like I said, I just started to dance, and I was like, oh, I'd love to perform for people one day outside of Clairton. Didn't really think it would happen because it's hard to be a performer, especially in an area like this. You know, I ended up dancing in Pittsburgh. The right place saw me, and next thing I know, every month I'm doing a new show somewhere in the city, and I get to work with a whole bunch of amazing, you know, youth across the city. I get to meet so many people. I get to make decent money doing it, so that's always good. I feel like I've made it, but there's still so much farther to go. I mean, I want to go on tour with a team. You know, I want to go to competitions with a team. I want to create entire productions, not only for the city of Clairton, but out in Pittsburgh. I've gotten to perform small sets there. I want to do a whole show out there. So there's a much, you know, a larger ladder to climb. But yeah, I'm doing what I love to do right now. And it's amazing to be able to say at my age, I'm doing what I love. So I'm blessed. Absolutely. After a lot of people graduate, you know, the stigma in Clairton is, okay, graduate, get out, leave. But I wanted to stay here and help enhance the art community, so that's why I'm here.